A brutal attack in the capital, Mogadishu. Late reports from AP indicate the death toll has risen to 78, killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of children. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the al-Qaeda-linked terror group al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives, then using them as weapons of choice. Once again this year, millions of people in the United States will be focused on Times Square in New York on New Year's Eve. Police in the city say there are no credible terror threats, but they are taking no chances. We get a report from AP's Julie Walker.
Thousands of police officers, 175 blocker vehicles, heavy weapons teams, bomb-sniffing dogs, radiation detectors, drones, helicopters, and even boats. NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, John Miller.
Times Square is probably going to be the safest place on the planet Earth on New Year's Eve, because nobody else puts that kind of effort into an event like this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events. Still, I'm going to ask that members of the public, as always, remain vigilant.
Julie Walker, New York.
Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have agreed to swap dozens of prisoners tomorrow. Both sides had said earlier this month they would carry out a prisoner exchange by the end of the year, following Russian-Ukraine peace talks in Paris. Under the reported deal, two separatist territories, Donetsk and Lugansk, will get 87 prisoners, while 55 rebel-held captives will be handed over to the Ukrainian government. For more, you can go to our website, voanews.com, or use the convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Taliban force today assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military